1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Lloyd Bonafide coming up in the next hour. This hour we have our By Request flashback, and I want to alert you to the fact that we are now taking pre-orders for the 2005 CD on our website. Just go to www.philhendryshow.com and pre-order the new 2005 Best of Phil Hendry Show CD called Are You For Real? And now it's time for some of the show's funniest lines, as collected from various websites, unofficial fan sites, and so forth around the internet. And this is actually from a really terrific site, but I don't know what this stands for. It's fhwrdh.net. I don't know who this is, but it is quite a involved Phil Hendry site. And here are some of the show's funniest lines as culled from that website, sent to us by a listener. The following was said by Mr. Jeff Dowder. Is it not better to be... Is it not better to live in jail and be jail raped than to be gassed in the chair? I think it is. What the hell? Dean Wheeler said the following. If your property is making my genitals swell, well, you're out of line. Here's a line from, I believe this is Jay Santos again. Mr. Santos said, Nazis are attracted to the forests. Nazis escape into trees. Also said by Mr. Elvis Newton, this is Major Elvis Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we're talking about the mountain trash that is suspiciously going off and cleaning fish. Here's one from Ted Bell. What is this? He's talking about basketball. And I asked him, what is basketball? He says, the ball goes down to the floor and up to the hand. That's basketball. Thank you, Ted. This line was taken from, actually, this is a series of comments from Bobby Dooley. Bobby Dooley said, drug overdoses are exactly what we're trying to get our children not to do. And the children are so very, very important. Without our children, we have no future. And without our future, there are no children. I wish and hope for a world where there will always be children in it, and I wish the children never got older. I wish they were all just children, because that's our hope, to have children everywhere. Yeah, okay. Pastor William Rennick said, quote, even picking out a nudie picture on a railroad track, a man sitting in the Man, that Rennick. Pastor William Rennick said, even picking out a nudie picture on a railroad track, a man sitting in the back seat of a car, doing the do and the funky chicken too, with some dirty picture he found laying on a railroad track that he had to dry. Should I just keep reading it? Or? Pastor William Rennick said, even picking out a nudie picture on a railroad track, a man sitting in the back seat of his car doing the do and the funky chicken too, with some dirty picture he found laying on a railroad track that he had to dry out, hanging it on a clothesline in his basement, that man can still go to heaven. And finally, Jeff Dowder said, I voted for you because you're the embodiment of every dude what was ever on my case. Here's one from Doug Danger. If you don't want to see people flopping around like fish in the aisles and out on the sticky floors of these movie theaters, then I would suggest that people start doing what we tell them to do as film critics. Well, anyway. You know, I'll tell you this about that William Rennick line. That came from an actual experience I had as a kid. I was, you know, hanging out in the neighborhood, and, you know, you get to know kids on the street. So I knew these kids, three brothers. And for some reason, they invited us over to the house. So you know how it is when you're a young boy, about 7, 8, 9 years old. And we go down, and these guys have got their own basement. Now, any kid that had his own, like, cool room in the basement, it was solid. So I go down there, and there's these two guys, and one of them's the older brother. He's like 12. Hey, watch it, man. They got a clothesline strung across the basement. And hanging off of it are all these nude pictures they found on, like, because we grew up right behind this railroad track. And the hobos, for some reason, would read these magazines and just toss them on the track, right? So what you do is you go up there and you just scour the railroad tracks for the filthiest pictures. I mean, this is the 1960s. Playboy magazine was about as racy as it got. But there were certain magazines. Yes, magazines that only hobos knew about. I had no idea. Anyway, these two brothers found these pictures, and they'd be beer-stained, and they'd been laying in a gutter, and God knows what else was on them. And these dudes hang them out on a clothesline to dry them off. So I walk in. There's like six of the most graphic pictures you've ever seen in your life. And they're treating them like, you know, in a lot of ways, your average 11-year-old boy is like an archaeologist when it comes to graphic sex pictures. Because there's nobody really doing that very profound and important work. There's no one out there culling the bushes, going over railroad tracks, going through vacant lots, looking for those prime, filthy pictures. So these dudes, they're like that freaking, you know, Max von Sydow in The Exorcist, you know, chipping away. Ah, look at this one. Some picture of a stripper or something. They got this clothesline strung. I never did think to myself, what would happen if their mom walked in? But anyway, they got these pictures all hung up on clothes pegs, drying them out. So that what? They're going to punch holes in them and put them in a binder. All right, our number on the Phil Hendry Show is 1-800-449-8686. Boy, did I get some freaking food poisoning or something this weekend. I don't know what it was, but I think it might have been that 2 quarts of Rocky Road I ate. Now then, oh, God, I still feel like dung. I got some email that I want to read, and I tell you also that our new 2005 CD will be available on right now for pre-order if you go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com. All the money that we raise from the sale of our CD, this is our 2005. We've done for my friend's place, 97, and now that's 9. This will be our 9th CD. The new CD is called Are You For Real? It's a double CD set. It's $30. It's worth every nickel, and the bread goes to a really worthwhile cause. In fact, Michelle was over there on Sunday for their special event. She said it was really great to see everybody. And whatever you can do, man, it'd be really nice. If you don't want to buy the CD, if you want to buy the CD or you want to donate money, we're going to have a banner that links their website, so you can do that too. Got some email I want to read here. This is from Scott. I don't know what these people knocking the podcasts are about. Granted, there's no music, and you don't realize how comedically valuable the right track is under a bit until it's gone. But I just tried them out recently for the first time, and they saved my life in line at the DMV. Heard about a week's worth of shows to fill what would have otherwise been an experience worth of suicide. By the way, Larry's I'm going to pay a guy $50 to give it to my blind girlfriend. By the way, Larry's I'm going to pay a guy $50 to give it to my blind girlfriend, but I'm going to convert her to Christianity, so it'll all be okay. It'll all be okay in the end. Was freaking brilliant. I was laughing so hard, the woman with the stroller in front of me in line at the DMV must have thought I was nuts. Love the show. Thanks for the laugh, Scott. You're welcome, brother. Thank you. And to Phil, hey, your show is awesome. Me and my older brother, Jeremy, always listened to it. We were going through some old bits you did and came across the Phil Linton's Kid Quiz. We think you should do a new kids quiz to see what the kids today know. Justin, please make fun of Wilfred Brimley. Yeah, we did that. Yeah, we already did one of those where the questions were too hard for the kid. Didn't we just do one? Hey, Phil, I'm in total amazement or total agreement with your comment on guys that like chicks with huge breasts. I could give a crap about a chick with two tanks hanging off her chest. Me, it's all about the legs, the hips, and the ass. Liking large breasts reminds me of just about every one of the kids that I knew in grade school and middle school and quit, and quit frankly. That gives me a headache. All right, anyway, I can't read that. Sorry, but I can't read that. Talk radio in the San Francisco Bay Area used to be very enjoyable. Being in sales, I lived in my car every day, and 9:10 a.m. was always on. The station decided to switch to Bill O'Reilly, and I discovered XM. But that was always a day late and only available between 4 and 7. And then I found the Backstage Pass. And every morning I get the previous night's show automatically downloaded to my iPod. Now I listen whenever I want. I have not missed a show since the middle of October. Well, thanks a lot, Steve. You know, you too can get yourself a Backstage Pass by simply going to www.yomama2/philhendryshow.com. And finally, hey, Phil, one of the things that kept me from eating my gun in Iraq was the CDs that my wife would send of your show. My entire platoon is eternally grateful as we are all listened and look forward to the next shipment. What we loved the most were when you did Iraq war-related bits or rants. Your stance on the war was a huge morale booster. I know that you were trying to get CDs over to the troops and met with some resistance, but I have another idea. If your crew, in all their spare time, could find a few hours of Iraq-related material and post it under its own heading on the archive part of your site, guys like me could download it and send it on to our buddies that are currently over there. Even folks who supported the war when it began are starting to waver, and the soldiers know it. Having someone like you give support would mean a lot to them. If not, I completely understand. I know it's a lot of work. Just keep up your support and give a shout-out to the men and women over there. Every now and again, they're listening. Thanks a lot, Lieutenant Jason Converse, 4th PayOps Group, 525th Military Intelligence, BDH, USASOC, PXBZY, JR, PD. Anyway, he's on www.anysoldier.com. Well, there you go, folks, our men and women. I think it's very cool what they're doing. I love them. I love them all. I know this is going to be really controversial to say, but I really support those guys and those women over there. They're the best people that I know in this country. And let me see. Oh, yeah. I think the Iraqi people just like voted on a constitution and are going to have parliamentary elections. And yeah, it's really terrible, isn't it? And meanwhile, over in France, it looks like they got a raghead problem. Now then. I mean, I don't want to sound like a racist, but in a lot of ways I am. You know, I don't want to sound like a racist, but, you know, it is kind of fun. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, here's an email from a guy in Charlotte by the name of Steve. Weren't you just in Charlotte this weekend, Mark? Yeah, Charlotte. Isn't that where the Panthers play? 30-3 over the Jets. Ouch. Anyway, Steve says, Phil, this is a request for a flashback. Dear Phil, after the Florida hurricanes in 2004, let's remember over a year ago, before there was a Katrina, remember Florida had like 3-4 hurricanes that were pretty brutal. This guy writes, after the Florida hurricanes in 2004, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police was talking about people becoming overly emotional about what is just a little bit of wind and a little bit of rain. Any chance you can replay this classic? Thanks, Steve and Charlotte. Here it is, Steve. Jay Santos.
Yes, I just got one thing to say. If he's worried about his kids seeing people cry on TV because they lost everything they've got and other things going on TV, don't let his kids watch TV then.
Well, sure, everybody's got to watch the news. Otherwise, how do we stay informed about all the stuff, what's going on?
Well, you just have no clue, and you have no sensitivity, and if you are a volunteer cop,
are you
then you ought to have some sensitivity for people that's lost everything.
We have all kinds of sensitivity.
I'm taking these campers down there to them people now. I'm one of the drivers that's taking these FEMA campers down there to them, and I'll see what they've gone through,
and I think that's great.
No clue.
I think that's great, but are you going to give them their campers if they start crying?
Well, yeah.
Why?
Well, why wouldn't he?
Well, you mean just because they're crying, you're not going to give them something that they desperately need?
Well, if I were you, I would say to them, with a great deal of sensitivity, say, all right, I want you to all knock that sniveling off, then I'm going to give you the camper or whatever nonsense you've got.
All right, let me ask you something else then.
Are you going to bring milk?
Would you have said the same thing to the victims of the World Trade Center?
Well, that's a whole different deal.
No,
okay, it was
the
ARABs that pulled that off.
Buddy. It's the A-Raps. Same thing.
Now, see, the ARABs pulled that one off. See, I got everybody.
Well,
I got
still,
my underwear in a bunch, okay?
Still, what's the difference in the ARABs? Is somebody getting killed and lost what they've lost?
Wait a minute. You're going to try and tell me that there's no difference between some half-crazed ARAB smoking opium and flying a plane into all hell and hell's half acre and a little bit of, breeze blowing through your backyard.
What do you mean a breeze blowing through the backyard? Don't you know these are 150-mile-an-hour winds?
Well, I'm very concerned about Kenny.
Yeah, I guess you think that California it has the worst disasters of anything.
Earthquake? Hello? I mean, come on.
Earthquakes only last a few minutes.
Yeah, that's true, sir. They only last a few minutes. A crack opens up in the earth and swallows you down to the core of the earth. You want to do that?
Oh, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I suggest you go and stay in Florida when one of the hurricane hits and see how you feel.
Well, Kenny, you know, I bless you for what you're doing. If you're going to go down there and you want to have that feeling, why don't you send down some milk and cookies, too, while you're at it and fluff their pillows? Jeez Louise.
Yeah. I tell you what, you do need some help.
Look at this. I'm watching it on TV right now. Here's a guy, he didn't get his milk and cookies, get tucked in. Why don't you take him down? Let's go down there and tuck him in.
Look at Mr. Santos, you can't be serious. Go down there and tuck him in.
Yeah, I'd like to see if something happens to you or your family, I would really like to see you on TV and see how you act.
I'll tell you right now, I'd suck it up.
Yeah, I bet you would suck all them tears up going down your face.
Well, you know,
thank you much.
Thank you very much, Kenny.
Hey, you go down there, sing them a lullaby, get some diapers down there. Ah, he hung up. Shoot.
Jay Santos. Yeah, Jay was very insensitive back in the day during the Florida hurricanes. What if we had earthquakes like they get Well, it looks like it's earthquake season. We've got about 9 of them. We ought to name our earthquakes. Earthquake Eddie. Give them names that are not like earthquake, Hurricane Camilla. I think we need to give them more barroom-style names, more nicknames, prison names. You know how like the hurricanes are Hurricane Camilla, Hurricane Andrew? We need to have Earthquake Treetop. In other words, just some prison, some nickname, some jail ugly name. You know, Earthquake Moldy and Earthquake Gangrene. All right, anyway. I just want to alert you to the fact that I'm a big football fan. In fact, I'm such a sick and twisted football fan, I even follow the Canadian Football League. Just for grins. I don't really follow it, but I follow their stats. I can't watch the games because I don't get it. I just don't get it, man. There's something extremely disquieting and very disorienting watching a field that big because the guys are so small all of a sudden. You know, football players are big. Watch a Canadian League game, but a field is like 65 yards wide and 8 miles long. And everybody's just so small on that thing. Guys running around, throwing balls 100 miles in the air, end zones 20 yards deep. How you play defense in that league? But I went on one of the websites of the team, and I got to hand it to them, and I want to just at this particular time say congratulations to the BC Lions, the British Columbia Lions. Your cheerleaders have beer guts, and I don't think that's bad. I do not think that's a bad thing at all. I swear to God, Harry, you go to their website, go to the CFL.ca, then click on BC Lions, then go to photos, and there's about 3 or 4 other cheerleaders with pretty decent-sized guts. And I'm not saying they're not good looking. I think they're actually rather beautiful and sexy, but they've got a gut on them, man. These cats are running over to check it out right now. And you know who started out with a BC Lions? Guess who? Take a wild guess. I'll tell you who. You ever heard of Pamela Anderson? Yeah, yeah. She was sitting up in the stands. Wasn't she like a Labatt's girl or something? She was running around giving away free beer at those ball games. Boy, do they miss her now. Hoo-hoo! All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, reminding you that Lloyd Bonafide, the retired heating and plumbing guy from Alhambra, California, will be on in the next hour. You see what I'm talking about, Mark? There's a couple of them there that got a little fold of flesh hanging over the skirt, the mini skirt. So Lloyd will be coming up in just a few minutes, and the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD available on our website at www.philhendryshow.com. By the way, going over to our website, you might see we have a new picture on our homepage. Do you remember that cat, Rom, that called last week? He's always like sending us pictures, but occasionally we'll go to his website and pull one off. This is like real wild, man. There's a picture of Rom with 2 other cats, and they're like, I don't know what, they're in dresses. They're wearing skirts. That's all I want to say. So check him out. One of our listeners in India. Maybe I'll just put those Florida State chicks back up. I don't know why I pulled them down in the first place. All right. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, they're wearing dresses. Sorry.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, talking about Vancouver And Mark has been there, and Harry's been there. Harry's shot videos up there. And Harry was, like, for years shooting videos. Why he's working for me now? Well, a lot of it has to do with alcoholism. Now, as I was saying, I'm kidding. Now, Harry is, he's a man of many talents, a Renaissance man, as they say. A man who, well, a man for all seasons. Tell me, Sir Thomas. Anyway, that's my Orson Welles. Anybody ever see A Man for All Seasons? If you do, then you'll appreciate my Orson Welles impression. Tell me, Sir Thomas, would you like a blood-witted dynasty, would you? Anyway, so I used to love the camp. I camped, man. You wouldn't know it to look at me now. You wouldn't know it to... Boy, I used to be Mr. Camp, Mr. Light a Fire, let's get the tent set up and let's hike. That was my whole thing. I had the boots on. I had my sports utility vehicle years before there were sports utility vehicles. This is back in the day of station wagons. Anybody remember that? Or vans is more to the point. And so when you say to me, hey, Vancouver's really a beautiful place, I would react to, wow, I bet you they've got some really cool forests and things up there. And then something happened to me. I got into radio, and I realized that I couldn't make any money in radio working in towns near forests. You see, in radio, the closer you get to a forest, well, the smaller the town. And the smaller the town, the more you get hosed. So I quickly lost my love of, well, the outdoors, camping, the beauty of the redwoods. Now, Phil, you know, you could go up to Fort Bragg and start a radio station. Really? That sounds exciting. No, I don't think so, man. I think I want to work for a little bit more than 25 an hour. I know a lot of you guys that are listening to me who are in the radio business are currently making 25 an hour, and I don't want to offend you, but... No, I see, the radio business is only good, man, if you're living someplace far, far away from a forest preserve. And that's called a big town, man. But speaking of the forest... I did something that was, this isn't really speaking of the forest, but it is speaking of guys, you know, that may live in the forest and carry binoculars. So this past weekend, I did something that my wife described as very much a dad move. I said, really? She says, that's very much a dad move. And it's very appreciated by kids. What happened was this. My daughter made friends with the kids across the street. There's a new family moved in, and they have a couple of girls that are my daughter's age. So they're like, I don't know, 12, 13, 14. So the three of them are now in our backyard, and they're sitting in this little pool that we have, a little jacuzzi. Now, I don't know, it's about, what? I know the sun's down. It's about 6, 6:30. And my daughter comes in, and all three of them come in, and they're all like, there's a car, and it parked on the road, and it turned its lights off. And now there's a road that travels up behind my house, and it's elevated, so it kind of looks down on the houses in my neighborhood. Now, you got to understand something, man. I don't know how many of you people out there got daughters. This Elizabeth Smart thing, this was huge with these kids. Huge. Archetypal, epical. I mean, it was a major milestone in the history of kids, of girls, when they heard this news about this girl, because it freaked them out, and I don't blame them. I mean, if you could think about, okay, excuse me, what is this again? I was asleep in my bed. A man crawled through the window and took me away for months. Now, what does a kid fear more than, what does a girl fear more than that? In your home, you know, 85 million square feet, $68 billion worth of burglar alarms, your father's Mercedes parked in the garage, you got houses all around you, you just got done watching MTV, you know, Carson Daly, you go to bed, and some cat crawls through the window and steals you? And then for 8 months, you're his wife? I mean, this is beyond any freaked out nightmare that these kids are going to have. So when that thing went down, my daughter, as I'm sure a lot of them, it was like, dun, dun, dun. It was a major scary thing. So now they come into the house and she says, there's a car that went up the road and it parked and it turned its lights off. Like, okay. I said, okay, honey, well, I don't know. But the girls didn't want to go outside now. Their shoes were out there and they didn't want to go out there. So I said, okay, I'll check it out. Just like Sergeant Friday. I went, all right, ma'am, I'll check it out. And then to the sound of a, you know, Irish harp, I got into my car and I drove up the road. Now, I figured I didn't want to be a jackass. So I go up there. What was the first thing I thought to say? I drive up the road, and it was only a few hundred yards above our house. And I look and I see it's an SUV. So I pull up, I roll my window down, and I go, "Are you okay?" You know, and this dude's looking at me. He rolls his window. "What?" Which is the preferred word for all stoners, you know. Just, "Are you okay, man?"
"What?"
Are you okay? He goes, "Yeah, I'm okay." I said, "Okay, you don't have any binoculars, do you?" "No." "Okay, thanks." I rolled the window up and I took off. You know? And I went up the road and trying to make a U-turn. I came back down. I see this poor guy was like, "What was that about?" He took off. He was on his way back up the highway. So I went back down, and, you know, if you got a 14-year-old daughter, she'll generally stand there, and she's assumed the pose that she will be assuming for many, many years. It's the when-you-come-home-late drunk pose. They stand there with their arms folded across their chest and their foot tabby. She's waiting for me, right? I pull in, she goes, "So," I said, "everything's cool."
"Well, what was he doing?"
I said, "Well, not that I'm going to tell her." I said, "Well, he was probably just, you know, taking a rest, maybe listening to some music. I don't think it was anything serious." But I said, "You know what? You never can tell." I didn't want to dismiss her trip, you know, because she might be right, man. I mean, I've read enough creepy freaking books about serial killers. I read a thing about a guy, he stalked this poor girl up in Sacramento. The guy lived out in the freaking forest and had a telescope looking at her apartment every day. Get a load of that. So that was kind of half in my mind when I went up there. And so I went up to the guy's window and I pulled out a bailing hook and held it to his throat. And I said, "Are you okay?" No, I said, "It's smart, honey." I said, "But let's not be too paranoid." This has been Ghost Stories with Bill Fitzgibbons. Join us next week as Phil tells another load.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Dear Phil, let me start off by saying I love your show, and I hope that my suggestion does not incite any violent vengeance upon my head or those I love. I miss the FCC lady that used to burst in as you were having an innocent dialogue. I would regularly laugh so hard I couldn't breathe, endangering the lives of surrounding motorists when she would cut in. All the best, Tim McCreevy. Well, she sort of evolved into David Hall calling me up and saying, like, for instance, if I'd say root beer, she'd call up and go, "Yes, this is the FCC. You can't say root."
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I don't want to say why, man. It's just you can't say root.
Oh, like the root of, you know.
You don't. Well, don't you just don't even say nothing about it.
Well, why'd you bring it up?
Because of the cat's email.
It was a girl.
It was a guy, you jackass.
Well, who's the FCC lady?
She didn't write me. He did. Get out of here, bud. That's why I'm cutting back your time on the show, because if I don't, I am seriously going to stick your head into a freaking toaster oven one of these days, man, and make myself some goat cheese or whatever. Hey, Phil, last night I was in the car and flipped on your new San Diego affiliate that you mentioned a couple of weeks ago. I was hoping that they might have some Best of Phil tape or something on there. Instead, I was greeted with the nasally lame voice of Boy. I laughed and laughed on how dead on your imitation is of him. Also, you mentioned how he rips off other shows to get his ideas. Well, that Sunday night, he was doing Tequila Talk. Well, you know what? There isn't an original thought that Boy's ever had, so don't worry about it. Yeah, nice one, Boy. I love that wine show you were doing, man. You talk about like a day late and a dollar freaking short with that one. Oh, my living sweet God in a blanket. The cat's doing a wine and cigar show. Oh, here you go. Yeah, here it is. The Tasting Room with Comb Over Boy. Now, dig this. This is off his website. Comb Over Boy knows men. He knows that somewhere between death and taxes, men need to have a little fun. And for the millions of men who believe the harder you work, the harder you play, Westwood One presents The Tasting Room with Boy. The first of its kind, The Tasting Room is a lifestyle-themed program for men with a taste for the finer things in life, from beer, wine, and spirits, fine dining and luxury cars to home cigars and the newest high-end technology. Excuse me, didn't Playboy do that in 1968? Boy covers it all in his weekly two-hour ride through every man's wish list. Unfortunately, we don't expect this show to stay on very long. Oops, I guess it's off the air already. We'll have to pull down this page on the website. Sincerely, Westwood One. How long was that on for? 2 days? Let me tell you about, you know, it's about as gay a thing as you can possibly say to say the following. Our show knows men, and we'll give men what they want. I find that to be homoerotic, and I don't want any part of it. Thank you very much. I mean, I know what I am. I think I got a general idea of what it is that's listening to this program. I think a lot of them are men. I think a few of them are women who, if you don't mind me saying, well, wear their keys hanging from their belts. And that's okay, too. And I think a couple are straight chicks who actually like men from the standpoint of appreciating, you know, like we're sick and twisted, but you really like hanging out with us, like as in shooting pool and, smoking fat joints. And, oh, yeah, you'll have sex with us, too. Thank you. So those are the people that listen to the show. But I'm not going to sit here and say the Phil Hendry Show knows men, because I don't go that way. Maybe boy does. That's fine. But now the cat's talking about tequila. Don't listen to Comb Over Boy if you want to know about tequila. You know what he's going to do? He's going to turn you on to Patron. You want to know why? Because he'll walk into Vons, ask him which is the number one selling tequila. They'll tell him and go, yeah, I got to tell you something. Patron Silver's my fave. Yeah, right. I got a challenge for you, boy. Anytime, anywhere for charity, you and me, mano a mano, shot on shot. Let's go for it, babe. Come on. Come on! Oh, yeah! Oh, I like that kind of party. Come on, man. You and me, for charity, people will pay to watch you throw up. And what we'll do, you and I will go shot on shot. People will pay to watch you, you know, drink, then fall over, throw up, and then I'll sling you over my shoulder, carry you to the trunk of my car, and throw you in. Drive you up to Chantry Flats, open up the trunk of my car, and roll you down the side of a hill. And it'll sound something like this. Ow! All right, anyway, so boy did that, huh? What are you going to do? It says here he was doing a tequila show. Well, I love hearing your tequila talk, so I left the station on to hear boy talk about the stuff. Oh, my God, it should be against the law to talk about tequila using a wine drinker's vocabulary? I was just waiting for boy to ask if he would serve the Blanco or the Añejo with fish? Oh, God, you poor bastards. Anywho, tequila talk rules and boy sucks. More boy bits, please. Hey, here is a show idea. You can do boy ripping off tequila talk. Instead of talking about fine tequilas, boy could be talking about all those crappy tequilas that have groovy-looking bottles. I bet you that's the stuff he pushes, too. I bet you he thinks it's really good if it costs like $100 a bottle because the packaging is all solid and everything. Tequila? Let me tell you something. You can rip off all the shows in the universe, man. But at the end of the day, you know, you're just going to be one big, fat, plastic box, man, with a lot of lard shoved in it. Oh, God. Let's see. The guy goes on to say, well, this tequila tastes like ass, but hey, it comes with a free shot glass. And this one is pretty gross, but if I mail in 10 bottle caps, I'll get a free cloth map of Mexico. There you go. Speaking of tequila, I haven't had any for a few weeks. I might just go home tonight and drink half a bottle. I got a voiceover session tomorrow with Disney. I'm going to be doing a cartoon voiceover around 1:30 in the afternoon over to studio in Hollywood. So you know what? I think I'll come in hungover. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I got to get a new Phil Drives to Work, part 10. You know what? I might as well just let the camera just roll until I get to here. Until I just, you know, it'll be a half-hour movie. To hell with it. If you go to our website, there's a little box there. It says Phil Drives to Work, part 7. Each little segment is a minute long. It's just me on the freeway, whatever the hell's happening. Some guy says to me, hey, is anything going to happen? I don't know. I'm driving to work. What do you think's going to happen? See, what happened today? Nothing. Some guy was tailgating me, then he went around me. Another guy, it was pouring rain last week, just coming down, man, in torrential. And there's a guy in one of those big freaking trucks, and he's about 2 feet off my back bumper. And I'm thinking, dude, it's raining, man. If I have to hit the brakes, I'm supposed to trust that your ass is going to, like, hit the brake. So I pump my brakes, and I wave my arm, like, get off my ass. This dude comes around me with this look on his face, like, what's your problem? What is my problem? Wait a minute. You were 3 feet off my bumper in a pouring, driving, torrential rainstorm, man. I'm already doing 70, which means you're doing 70. Why am I supposed to, like, allow you to, if I hit my brakes, basically just drive the front grill of your truck right into the cockpit of my car, and my face becomes, well, never mind. Pre-order the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. Lloyd is coming up next. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I was going to say something about my face. But just the thought of that, just the thought of my face going through a windshield, well, it might improve things, huh, bud?
No doubt.
All right, Lloyd Bonafide next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.